originating station, VK4WIA. This is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Recently, the news media gave prominence to an international report on the possible effects of radiation from mobile phones. There have been many earlier reports, claims and counterclaims about the safety of handheld phones and the possible links to brain tumours caused by the radio frequency interacting at the cellular level. The lowest cell phone frequency in use in Australia is below 900 MHz, and our lowest equivalent, amateur band, starts just above 1200 MHz. Cell phones are generally running milliwatts, but we amateurs normally think in watts. The point is, in my mind, that until the science is defined, it is best to act with caution. As the radiation field diminishes according to the inverse square law, the further away from body parts the transmitting antenna is located, the greater is the apparent safety. We've grown used to people with handheld radios carrying them on their belts and using speaker mics. What price kidney damage? It seems that a metal-lined safety hat with the antenna mounted atop, as we have seen at some big ham meetings, really has more to recommend it than just attracting attention. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
A digital training day was held at the Rockhampton Heritage Village in North Rockhampton on Saturday, July 9th, 2011. A total of 19 people attended from both local clubs, the Rockhampton and District Amateur Radio Club Incorporated and the Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association Incorporated. The day was centred around using the Tigertronics SL-USB interface with the FLDigi software written by Dave Freese, W1HJK. Jack, VK4JRC, went through the aspects of setting up the interface, doing the offset corrections using the CheckSR program, and then it was on to setting up FLDigi and exploring some of its many features. Since many attendees brought along their computers, radios, power supplies, and dummy loads, the day progressed with people helping each other work out the vagaries of the software and hardware to get up and running. The lunch break saw Mike, VK4LMB, Andrea, VK4FROG, Marie, and a band of helpers cook up a storm on the village barbecue with steaks, sausages, and burgers all round. After lunch, it was back to school and the learning continued. By the end of the day, there were many signals radiating around the room, with contacts being made over varying distances of up to 20 feet. The day finished at about 4 p.m. with the attendees leaving with their carry bag information packs for further study. Thanks go to Jack, VK4JRC, for organising the day, and Marie for providing gastronomic delights that would put a bakery to shame. Thanks also go out to all the people who assisted and attended on the day, and to the Rockhampton Heritage Village for their generous use of their facilities. Plans are underway for another training day and using SSTV with the Tigertronics interface. I'm Adam, VK4MTJ, on behalf of the Central Queensland Amateur Radio Association Incorporated.
Hi, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox, with news from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club. Last Monday night, John, VK4YJV, discussed the topic of basic metallurgy, and about 40 members listened very intently to John explaining the periodic table and how it is used in both welding and soldering. One member was actually heard to say, "I knew the theory from high school, but now I know exactly why it actually happens." The next Tech Talk is on the third Monday in August and will be James, VK4TJF, on RFI. In September, Kevin, VK4UH, on the Norfolk Island expedition earlier this year. In October, Bob, VK4ZULU-BRAVO, on pitch controls and software. Unfortunately, the working bee at the clubhouse on July 16 was postponed due to the rain that hit Brisbane and the surrounding areas. Club Secretary Roger, VK4ZULU-LIMA-QUEBEC, will advise members of the new date in the next few weeks. This upcoming working bee will be involving the replacement of the guttering on the roadside of the clubhouse, some minor repairs and painting to the club's caravan. The club has just been informed that a well-respected club member has just been hospitalised with a stroke. Arnold, VK4-Alpha-X-Ray, is in Redcliffe Private Hospital, Kippering, and may be there for several weeks. all club members join with me in hoping that all goes well, Arnie, and we're looking forward to seeing you back down the clubhouse really soon. As you may know, John VK4WX was seen in the wilds of Western Australia recently. John and his ex-wife Elle Beryl are finally taking a big round trip around Australia, and from all reports, enjoying the warmth and friendship of the other grey nomads in the Kimberleys. If you hear him on 40 metres on Saturday night, give him a call. The other Monday night, Kevin VK4UH brought to the club his 10 MHz rubidium frequency standard module. He advises there are still some more available. If anyone's interested in purchasing a unit for a cost of about $95 each, please contact Kevin directly. The club's two next big focuses are the RD contest in August and JOTA later in the year. Andy VK4KY has the purchase of the Crystal Radio kits in hand, and more details will be available after the club's next formal meeting night on the second Monday of each month. Next Monday night is the Fox Hunt, so guys, don't forget to bring your gear. So it's 7-3 until next time from Ray, VK4, Charlie Fox and the Redcliffe Club.
In keeping with the promotion of the Wide Bay Hamfest, the members of the Maryborough Electronics and Radio Group got to share a rag chew and a cuppa with visiting amateurs last Saturday, 16th of July. With visitors from the Wide Bay itself, Gingin to the north and Gympie Sunshine Coast through to Brisbane, and one lone VK7, we enjoyed a low-key function on a wet and blustery day. Items of pre-loved equipment, as well as product brochures supplied by Icom Australia, left the hall, and out the back, the VK4 ICE communications display never seemed to be free of visitors. Merge is really appreciative of David Taverner's support over the last 3 years, and thanks David for the donation, not only of a Wuxian handheld as raffle prize, but also an antenna for the permanent JOTA station at the Aldershot Scout Camp. The weather had an effect on the number attending, but a successful day was enjoyed, and the efforts of the ladies from the local scout group was greatly appreciated, with hot food and drinks being available. For Merge, I'm Jeff, VK4ZPP, and hope to see you next year at the Wide Bay Hamfest.
Greetings from the Rockhampton District Amateur Radio Club, the Radar Club. This is Les, VK4VIL, reporting. Last weekend, the club worked with the Central Queensland Motor Sporting Club, undertaking communications for round two of the Queensland Rally Championships held at Capricorn Resort. 12 operators were on hand from the club. As the area is heavily wooded and hilly, duties included setting up repeaters and the radio headquarters for the event and completing general field relay of information, as well as conducting emergency comms for accidents, injuries and recoveries. With the course classed as very slippery, bingles were common, and at the end of the day, only 16 of the initial 28 cars entered remained operational. Good emergency training. To allow early results to be collated in time for the dinner and presentation, operators were also kept busy between other tasks, reporting all competitor result times for the numerous stages over the three courses. Leon, VK4KLL, at the resort's headquarters was kept busy on four radios, which operated on one VHF frequency, amateur, one Weissen UHF frequency, and two UHF CB channels, as well as coordinating with the clerk of the course and the scorekeeper. John, VK4AJS, ran a second base at one of the courses to prevent confusion. During the dinner, the Motorsporting Club acknowledged the Radar Club's operation as professional and essential for the conduct of the event, with an undertaking for continued collaboration in 2012. The Radio Club's next major event is a visit to Cape Capricorn Lighthouse for the annual International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend next month. I'm Les, VK4VIL, on behalf of the Rockhampton and District Amateur Radio Club.
G'day again from the Atherton Tablelands. This is Dale, VK4DMC, for the Tablelands Radio and Electronics Club, Trek in far north Queensland. As this news goes to air, Trek members are at Ravenshoe on the southern Atherton Tablelands, providing checkpoint manning and communications for the far north equestrian riders. It is quite chilly early in the day, but warming up to an expected 25 degrees. The area is approximately 1,000 metres above sea level and quite cool. Trek member Dave Burton, VK4DAV, has a very interesting article about his 6 months at the Bureau of Meteorology weather station on Willis Island, published in this month's issue of AR. In the article, Dave tells about the trials and tribulations of his operations whilst there and just what damage a cyclone can do to the best laid plans. Trek has applied for a call sign, VK4XQA, which will be used by the club for special events in honour of the very first call sign issued in Queensland, X-Ray Quebec Alpha, which was used by Marcus Brims in 1914, operating from Mareeba. The original station is on display at the Mareeba Heritage Museum on the Atherton Tablelands. Trek member Jeff, VK4BOF, is currently working on a project to get an IRLP node up and running on the VK4 RTA repeater. The RTA repeater provides excellent coverage all over the Atherton Tablelands and along the coast from Cairns to Cardwell. Well, that's your lot for this week. Visit the Trek website at www.treclub.org.au for club information, and you can also download the latest monthly club news in Trek News. Past issues are also available on the site. This has been Dale, VK4DMC, and you're listening to the WIA News. Travel well.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.